because I can't read it at all. I'm terribly sorry. But you will see them on the stage this weekend. A few operational points, like where to find things, I'll let Ronnie tell you.
Well, we want to make sure that you're as well informed and as able to navigate our convention for, you know, especially for first timers. Actually, let's see a show of hands, folks. Who here is here for the first time?
Oh, they love it to be here.
And the best place that you can find information is in our convention operations office. You'll probably see it if you walk towards the dealer's room and you see a very big table with some blinky lights. That's our information desk. And you'll be able to find pretty much anything you want to know about this convention at the information desk, as well as the convention operations team inside. And if you have any concerns regarding anything safety-related or, you know, even things like accessibility, we also have our safety team, which is newly located in room 308, right across from that information desk. So that's where you're going to go if you want to find stuff for, you know, all the convention. And, you know, in terms of finding our schedule, you know, when things are happening, when things are opening and closing, how do people find that?
They can go online. And how do you get online? If you look at your convention badge, which all of you are wearing and will wear throughout the weekend, because the only way to enter the building is with a badge. All entrances, with the exception of Paul D, are Anthrocon badge holders only. On the back, there is a QR code that you can zap with your amazing, technologically advanced cellular telephone. And I am so pleased that it actually works. I was sweating bullets when these came back from the printer. So you can tap that and get the current schedule. We have printed schedules. As you know, plans change. If you have a printed schedule, please be aware that there are some things that by necessity have had to change. The online schedule will always be current. Always be current, won't it, Ash? Yes, it will. Thank you very much, Ash.
Well, for those of you that had a chance to look at the back of your badge, you might notice that there is also a phone number that you can see there. That phone number will connect you directly to our convention operations team. And if you, again, have any questions or you'd like to report something that you've seen or heard at the convention, you can use that convention number, and it's a local number. It's 412, which is Pittsburgh, and it's really easy to remember the rest. It is PA, as in Pennsylvania, Furry. So all you need to do is call some furries in Pennsylvania, and they'll get the help that you need. So again, it's on the back of your badge, and you can call them whenever convention operations is open.
And believe it or not, that was completely accidental. When Talon got the number for us, a little bit said, wait a minute, do you realize what that spells? Hey! All right, let's see. We mentioned our charity, we mentioned our folk down there. I just want folks to understand, we are here to serve you. We're here to make sure you have a good time. I want you to please keep in mind two important things. Number one, our staff, present company excluded, are all human beings. They have strengths and weaknesses, and they get tired. Number two, we are massively understaffed this year. There are some staff members who, because of the events of the past few years, simply were not able to join us this year. We have some staff members, I am very sorrowful to say, will not be joining us again. So we ask for your patience. The staff are doing their damnedest, believe me. But if you still go home after this weekend and can say I had a good time, then for us, it will all have been worth it. Comprehensible.
Dude, you started writing it longhand. Who does that these days? Let's see. This and that. That's another grocery list. You gotta get new pieces of paper, man. It's not exactly the same notes.
I could have put that. I could have typed that on my cell phone, couldn't I?
Scientists. Right. I think we covered it all. Yeah.
Since we covered it all, I know you guys are eager to have fun. I have been waiting 3 damn long years to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pittsburgh. I declare it.